Excuse me.
The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
It's Friday, the best day of the week. Time for another Nate Darling Show with Diana Hong, Ted Sampson, and Christiana D. And now, here to ease away the tension of your week, here's Nate.
Lay back and relax. Relax your jaw. Unhinge it a little, if you will. Get ready to laugh.
Oh, man.
Let it overtake you. Hi.
Hello.
Oddly like sexy time voice.
Yeah, I know where you're going with that open your mouth thing, but yeah, all right.
Well, you got to get ready to laugh.
Exactly.
That's
good.
That's what that
Yeah, we got
was.
Some stuff for you.
Yay, stuff.
Mm-hmm. We've got some useful things. Tips on tipping. Ah.
People still be fucking up
I see
on.
What you did there.
It is. And here's the twist on it. We're going to reveal some of the things that restaurant servers do to try and get a bigger tip out of you.
Oh.
So you can spot their phoniness.
Oh, I thought they liked me.
But I like that they try. They can suck up to me all they want. I would reward that with money.
Exactly.
Yeah. And make your experience better. That's the whole point of it,
mm-hmm.
isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We've got some good stuff in Florida Corner, plus a little bonus. This is sort of about Florida. Sean Hannity is going to give advice on how to spot good and bad cocaine.
Oh.
Yes, finally. I mean,
you've been duped too many times.
Mm-hmm. how Canada is keeping the roads less dusty, and we're going to talk about labia.
Like, what? Did you say labia?
I did.
Like the labia I know, or like, is there another labia? Is this another nickname for something that I need to learn?
I believe technically it would be labia minora is what we're going to be discussing.
Oh,
God, I learned so much here.
There you go. But first. How's everybody doing?
My ankle still hurts.
I know. It's terrible.
By the time you've heard this, I will have had 2 days of juicing, 2 days of doing nothing but drinking juice because Becca and I are on a cleanse.
Yeah. What's that? What's that about?
Well, our yoga studio. Oh, yoga. Well, they have a 7 day. You know how those yogis are. Throwing animals at cars. They have a 7 day cleanse. That Beck and I thought we want to try a 7 day cleanse to get all the toxins out of our systems or something like that. So it entails eating a lot of fresh organic whole foods, which is mostly fine because I've been vegan and Beck has been vegan for years. I've been vegan for Lent, so I'm kind of up to speed. But we're taking it up a notch. Like we have salad twice a day and quinoa, and I make these really funky smoothies with spinach and cranberry juice and parsley and apple and lime and lemon juice and ginger and things like that. So it's been going so pretty well, but the juicing part I'm a little wary of because not gonna eat anything but just drink juice for 2 days. So we'll see how it goes.
Have you seen the documentary on juicing that's on, I think it's still on Netflix.
Is it going to dissuade me from wanting to do it?
No. Oh. It's this guy, it's called Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead.
I watched part of it. Then I got distracted by a donut or something.
Yeah.
Can you juice a donut?
it's a very compelling thing. It's this Australian fellow who was in very ill health and discovered juicing and became in better health and lost a bunch of weight. And then he took to the back roads of America trying to save us all from ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
It's an interesting sort of thing. But everybody I know who juices gets really into it for anywhere from 3 days to a month. And then it becomes, for lack of a better term, a dust catcher on their counter.
I think that it's, I mean, the part I watched that was good, the guy wasn't, you know, he was pretty reasonable about it. But if you swap out a meal or two a day for something like a juice only, you're going to lose weight.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Because you're not consuming as many calories.
Wow.
I
science.
Know, yeah, it's crazy. And I mean, the juice cleanse sounds good, except for the toxins part. Because if you had toxins in your body, you'd be dead because they're toxic. So you can you can fill your body with extra vitamins and minerals and it's good and say that I'm just going to eat healthier foods and it's good. But I hate the detox like party line in it because it's just foolish. Like you don't have toxins in you.
Whatever
you don't
drink like a lot of alcohol and then you do like that cleansing thing, like the detox.
Or you just don't drink alcohol for a while.
Yeah.
Mm. See
that too?
Your liver.
That's my definition of juicing. Drinking
grapes.
All the...
Grapes go into that. Potatoes go into that. That's all vegetable juice.
I got food poisoning this past weekend, and so it's been wonderful because all I've been doing is just drinking.
What? Diana.
What? Nice.
Why?
Well, I mean, I lost 6 pounds.
Good job.
You lose weight.
That's yeah, true.
Sure.
Well, I'm on the wrong diet, apparently.
We're all just one stomach flu from the ideal weight.
apparently, I'm like 4. I'm really hoping for a leg tapeworm or something.
Oh,
so.
Fingers crossed.
Like, you poor child. You're so special.
The tapeworm diet, that could be a thing.
Well, it was, I think.
It was. Yeah.
It wouldn't surprise me.
There's every sort of diet, but to your point, Dr. Drew has said this over and over again about there's no such thing as toxins. It's like your body filters that stuff out naturally. It's designed to do that. And is it bad to do a cleanse and what you're doing? No, it's not bad for you, but you're not the idea that you're doing the extra toxins thing is probably spurious at best.
Well, I think the idea is to kind of give your body a rest from processing those non-toxic substances that, you know, your body has to work hard to process sometimes. So yeah, hopefully I'll derive some benefit from it.
Yeah. And the diet, the eating plan that I've been off and on, where I don't eat any processed foods, I eat lean proteins and vegetables and fruits and that sort of thing, my body doesn't have to process the processed food. So yeah, that's why I lost weight doing it.
Yeah.
Mazel tov. Good
Thank
for you.
Thank you. Yay.
Hopefully it goes well.
Yeah, Becca already did her juice day. It was kind of hard, so we'll see how it goes for me.
Oh, no.
Just, you know, if you don't eat all day, you get, well, from sundown to sundown, you get a little cranky, as any Jew who does Yom Kippur knows. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Christiana knows.
So, yeah. Hold on. So it was a little rough, as in she was a little bit angry, moody, not quite herself.
She wasn't she knows she's usually very cheerful and upbeat. So, you know, it was rough, I think, toward the end. And not to disparage
hunger
her.
Makes people upset.
Yeah, it's a crazy scientific fact.
My coworker started Herbalife. I think she stopped it because she's waiting for another flavor or something. But she, that's what she said. She's like, I don't like this flavor. I'm waiting for another one. I'm like, okay.
I'd like barbecue flavored Herbalife.
No, cookies and cream.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, she got like really grumpy, but she was getting a lot more. She was getting wittier. Like I thought she was a lot more funny.
So I
purposely like press her buttons.
Okay.
Oh.
Which is probably why I don't have a lot of friends.
So this past weekend was WrestleMania 30.
Woo!
The big thing. Ted and I, I'm assuming the only ones in the room who saw WrestleMania 30.
That's probably safe. Mm. Hef, did you see WrestleMania 30?
He didn't. No. I watched it somewhere else.
Oh, okay.
I watched it with Hootie.
Ah, Hootie.
And so what did you think of the show in general? This was one of the big landmark WrestleManias. They brought back... they had Hulk Hogan, Stone Cold Steve Austin, and The Rock in the ring at the same time to just trade catchphrases and talk about where they were.
Yeah, I like that. I'd like to see them all three in the ring. That was pretty cool. Hogan kind of flubbed his lines early on, but it was nice to see The Rock and Austin come in. But overall, I thought it was okay. It was pretty good. It wasn't great. I don't think. You know, like in terms of like the Battle Royale, I did not get excited about a Battle Royale because I think Battle Royales are generally kind of boring.
Yes.
Toward the end, it got interesting. I liked how it ended. I thought that was a nice twist. We can talk about that, right?
It's Friday. Anybody who's interested in WrestleMania has seen Cesaro body slam the giant over the
I mean, totally.
That dude is deceptively strong. I mean, we know how strong he is, but yeah, just throwing that dude over the Big Show or the rope was pretty amazing. I think with all the stuff with Daniel Bryan, like, he's so injured. He's got, he's on the stretcher. He's so injured. Oh, he came back. You know, that was maybe a little overdone.
Yeah, we've seen that bit before. And at the end, when he was holding up both belts, one belt with each arm and doing the yes chant, suddenly his shoulder miraculously better.
Yeah, I was commenting on that to Becca. And with The Undertaker, you know what? I think I'm glad, you know, I think it's time for Undertaker to be, you know, he had an awesome career. You know, he's a great wrestler, but, you know, he was not putting on a great show. He's just a little too old to be in the ring. So, you know, it's time for the streak to end, I guess. I wasn't too shocked by it. Were you?
No. Well, a little bit. And it was funny because the best shot of the night, the best reaction of the night, there was an African-American dude in the audience wearing glasses, and his eyes were big like he had just seen a Scooby-Doo villain. And it'll be on the internet all week. But that sort of happened. But what I found out the next morning was the Undertaker actually got a concussion working that match.
Oh.
So that's probably part of why he wasn't, his Undertaker-y self. But what was your favorite moment of WrestleMania?
Oh, my favorite moment. God. Well, the one that stands out, watching Cesaro slam Big Show over the top rope was pretty cool. That was pretty cool. And, you know, I'm glad that Daniel Bryan won. Just seeing everyone celebrate and doing the yes, yes thing was pretty fulfilling. So, Yeah, those are two things that's come out to me. How about you?
Did you see the pre-show at all?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I did see the pre-show.
Where the real Americans broke up, setting the scene for Cesaro to win the Battle Royal?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. If you saw that, then that was like, okay, dude's going to have a big night, and I haven't watched Raw yet as we record this because it's on as we're recording this, and I'm really curious to see how they play everything out over the end. One of the cool bumps that was taken, Stephanie McMahon, took a huge bump from Daniel Bryan. A bump is where somebody hits you and you have to sell a move.
Oh, he blow.
Yeah, he dove over the top rope and hit both Triple H and Stephanie McMahon. And she was wearing platform heels, too.
Mm.
And she went down wearing platform heels. So she took a nice bump. I think probably the best part of WrestleMania for me would be John Cena-Bray Wyatt match.
Oh, yeah.
Because other than the really terrible acting by the referee...
You're not like that, John. It's not you. That was a little ridiculous.
Don't do it, John. That's not you. I was like, are you really? Really? No, they did a really great job of selling a storyline and a scene and pulling it all together. And if you're not familiar with wrestling, Bray Wyatt is the leader of the quote-unquote Wyatt family, sort of like a cultish group of three dudes who are very strange. And John Cena is, of course, the one that all the little kids love, and he set a record for granting the most make-a-wishes in history, so he is a good guy in and out of the ring. And the whole thing was Bray Wyatt was going to bring the dark side out of John Cena, and John Cena was fighting that struggle to not have the dark side come out of him. And the way they played the whole thing was really, really well done for that sort of entertainment. The cool thing, if you've got the WWE Network, it's $9.99 a month, and you can watch WrestleMania again and again. If you bought it in HD from your cable company, WrestleMania was $70.
You're a sucker.
If you get WWE Network, it's $10 a month, and they require a 6-month commitment. So it's $10 less to get 6 months of it, and you have access to every pay-per-view ever.
Yeah, I mentioned I canceled, but I actually resubscribed because I thought, okay, I want to watch this and not steal it off the internet. So I watched it, and yeah, it's worth having. It's fun.
Just listening to you guys talk about this, I just realized that you basically described a play.
Yeah,
yeah, it is.
Oh yeah,
it's a soap opera for
like
men.
Supposed to be. Yeah, I was gonna say it's like supposed to be like this big manly thing, like it's WrestleMania, you know, all this, and you guys really just described a play.
It's a soap opera for guys.
Oh, the costumes
this
were
so.
Amazing.
I thought for some reason it just hit me. I thought it was really funny. And it was really funny. You guys justified being feminine because you have half naked men wrestling each other.
And the Divas match was really, really good.
Mm. This is so cute.
It was better than I would have expected. I didn't know what to expect. Yeah.
The Divas match was a really, really good match. I'm giving credit to female athletes. What do you want from
they're
me?
They're not athletes.
No,
really?
They are athletes.
Well, they're actors. They're athletic. Actors. They're athletic actors.
That's
like
that?
Thank you.
That's like saying a ballerina is not an athlete.
That's
well,
no, no one said that.
Nobody said that.
They're trained
to
put on a show.
Athletic actors.
Yeah.
How about that?
Okay.
Yeah.
Actually, one thing. Did you see when Batista powerbombed Daniel Bryan to the table and Orton did the RKO?
Yes.
Orton landed on that monitor?
Yeah, oh, my
that
God.
That looks so fucking painful. Jeez.
It is, because I know what those monitors are like.
Oh, man.
I just can't take any of it. I literally couldn't. Because I tried watching when you guys all went.
Right.
I tried watching because they aired
night.
It. Like, yeah. I watched it sort of, you know, offset by an hour or two. I just can't. Can't do it because it's so. I don't get it. I can't. No,
is
I can't.
Intense.
I can't rectify. Like, I mean, I love going to see plays, and I like fictional stuff, and I love improv, and I love. But the fact that this is, you know, like wink, wink, real. Something about it, I can't even.
Well,
handle it.
I think if you saw it live,
no.
you would have a. No, no, no. let me finish. If you saw it live, you would have a different appreciation for it, like in the arena live.
No, I'm just gonna go straight prejudicial on this and say I'm not gonna give it a chance.
No. And that's fine. That's fair enough.
I know my limits, oh my and that's God. Where it is.
But I stopped watching for a while, but then Total Divas came on and I started watching that, and then I got back into WWE. So well done, E.
Chicks are a gateway drug.
Yeah, totally.
They are.
Absolutely.
Actually, they are. I can attest to that. That is very true. Mm-hmm.
Drunk on pussy. Anyway.
Labia.
So, no, that's later in the show. Also, has anybody seen Captain America besides me?
Nope.
No. Nope.
Okay.
I read two like totally diametrically opposed reviews of it.
Okay.
And now I don't know what to think. Because I read one review and I'm like, oh, maybe I'll go see it. It sounds really good. And I read another review that was like, don't bother. The worst thing ever.
No.
So I don't know.
I saw a review saying that it was the best superhero movie ever.
Ooh.
I don't believe it is the best superhero movie ever.
What is?
On a scale of 10 back down to Superman, the most recent one.
Well, I don't think it was quite as good as Avengers. Avengers is a really good super, and I haven't seen all the superhero movies. Mm-hmm. I saw it with Hootie this morning, Monday morning, as we saw it. Saw it in 3D. It was very good in 3D. He didn't like it as much as I did, but he did say this. The movie was perfect. There's nothing wrong with the movie. It fits perfectly into the series of movies that they're doing. There's going to be another Captain America movie. It fit the story very well. It was well acted. Scarlett Johansson was actually very good in this movie, which is something.
She's so pretty.
But she was a very good actor in this movie too.
So pretty.
If you like Captain America, you will probably like this movie. I would say it's worth going to see in the theater. If you like Marvel superhero movies at all, it's a good movie. It really is. And is it the best one ever? Yeah, probably not.
You can't do much with Captain America.
Oh, you'd be surprised. Captain America is very interesting. They occasionally throw in the old, oh, I'm 93 years old joke, but because he is. They sort of bring it around. It ties back to the first one and pushes forward to the next one. It fits very well. And for once, I didn't get angry at the retarded Stan Lee cameo that he puts in.
Like you said, sorry. But I'm going to go back. I'm just going
to
commit to it.
Look, once you're out there, you just jump.
Sure.
The Stan Lee cameo that is in every one of these superhero movies. Normally, I just go... Actually, I do. Hold on. Let me find the right reaction. Oh, it's this one. When I see Stan Lee, but I was like, oh.
That really sounds like you're getting pleasure from seeing Stan Lee. I'm sorry. That sound effect is not.
It sounds like he's taking a shit.
No.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I know what it's supposed to sound like, but still. Sometimes.
I don't know.
Right?
Yeah. People get poop people coming. Like, finally comes people, out. Yeah. People do make weird noises when, like, but.
It's a painful. It's from Family Guy. It's one Buzz
killing.
Peter?
Yes. I know what it's supposed to be, and I get it in that context. But my initial reaction will always be like, ooh,
hey.
That's fine. So I saw Captain America, and then made the drive back to Sacramento, and asked me what it was like driving from this past weekend. I drove to Pismo and back, and ask me how it was on the road.
Nate, how was it on the road?
Get out of the left lane, you stupid Asian bitch. I don't even know why you are there.
What?
Holy
that?
Shit, dude. You can't.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Maybe I love that episode, but fuck you, Nate.
What episode is that from?
When Quagmire and Peter like go on the road because they're singing and shit.
I never saw that one.
Okay, now let me just be fair about this.
I asked you. I should have jumped on
that. Bitch is not gender specific. There were Asian dudes in that. There were other people in the lane too. But there were at least two different occasions where I looked over and there was in fact an Asian lady driving. And so I got back.
So it's true.
It is true. And every time I went by and looked over, this is what played in my head.
Get out of the left lane, you stupid Asian bitch. I don't even know why you are there.
I like how Nate was like, okay, just to clarify, bitch is not gender specific, but Asian is very clear. That is very specific. That is not like encompassing all the races. It's no Asian.
When I drove by and looked over and saw the Asian gentleman driving, I'm guessing his wife, because they look to be about the same age. I'm like,
what?
Well, I have to clarify. Racist. It's not gender specific.
Could have been his mistress. You don't know.
It's true.
Or his mom.
I doubt that.
I mean, I don't know.
Dude, our jeans are pretty fucking good.
That's, well,
talk shit about our driving all you want, but we got good ass jeans. I look 18.
It's true. You are very youthful.
So anyway, that's what it's like driving on I-5.
Fucking hell, man. It's terrible. All those Asians in SoCal, man. That's where they all congregate.
No, they're in San Francisco.
Yeah. Well, it's... The worst, it's I-5 because it's two lanes, and you've got the... This is the stupidest thing about California. This 55-mile-an-hour speed limit for trucks causes so many problems. Because everywhere else that I've lived, the truck speed limit is the same as everybody else's speed limit. You drive for conditions. So there's no 55 for trucks and 70 for everybody else on a two-lane road. That just begs for problems. Because then somebody, you've got the truck going 55, and then you got the truck that's going 57 that has to go by them that pulls out, and then everybody's got to jam on their brakes. And then you've got the people who are, will not get out of the left lane at all.
Get out of the left lane, you stupid Asian bitch.
Ted, don't look at me. I move.
I don't even know why
okay,
you are
I'm
there.
I'm a Sorry. Good driver.
Oh,
I'm an excellent driver.
I just want to see how you felt about that.
Anyway,
I agree sometimes. I feel like I hate that when I see another Asian. I'm like, you're perpetuating stereotypes. We've come so far and you got to fuck it all up. You set us back.
And then, and then she rolls down her window and does this.
Get out of the left lane, you stupid Asian bitch. I don't even know why you are there.
This song is just so happy. I'm like singing along. I'm like, wait, it's like the rap songs they play in the club. You're like singing along. You're like, that's not
bitches and bitches and shit.
Yeah.
Sweat dripping on my balls. Like, what? I don't even got balls. Like, but it sounded good to the beat.
I love it when girls do karaoke and they're like, bitches ain't shit. I'm like, really? Really?
Well, bitches applies to men and women.
Exactly. Remember, it's not gender specific.
That's true. I did say that.
See, what I assume when I see somebody driving badly around here is just that they're a native Sacramentan.
Oh.
Yeah, that is true.
Oh, whatever.
Are you a native Sacramentan?
I think.
I like how I got more offended by that than by that damn clip.
Yeah.
I didn't know you're from around here.
Anyway,
yeah, girl, Sacktown, Mactown, that's where I lay it down.
What, do you assume she's from somewhere else just because she's Asian?
Pretty much.
Actually, I was born in San Mateo.
Oh.
What?
Naturally.
All right, so we have some happy news. I like to report when police officers actually do something good. Well, an off-duty police officer who was in uniform, though, was able to stop a robbery in progress. Let's go now to Oklahoma.
We'll call it being in the right place at the right time. For a lifelong police officer, a trip to the drugstore took quite a twist. News on 6 anchor Megan Farley is live in Broken Arrow with the drama that unfolded at closing time. Megan?
Well, every night, hundreds of customers go in and out of this Walgreens, and it was last night around
no shit.
Right before 10 o'clock, before closing time, that Officer Stephen Williams and his wife were shopping here just on a regular shopping trip, but they say they knew something wasn't right as soon as one customer in particular walked in.
Look, we looked at each other like, is this really happening?
After decades with the Tulsa Police Department, Stephen Williams now regularly patrols the halls of Webster High School as an officer for Tulsa Public Schools. Tuesday after work, while still in this uniform, he made a stop at the Walgreens in Broken Arrow. His shopping list? Simple. Light bulbs. All was normal until one customer in particular.
That's not a list. That's one thing.
Her oversized black hoodie with the hoodie pulled up. She had on the camo baseball cap and the oversized real dark sunglasses at 10 o'clock in the evening.
Williams says this woman walked right past him and his
He
uniform.
Sleuthed it out.
She was still walking east through the store. And I told the manager, I said, you need to find out where she's going. If she's going back to the pharmacy, I need to know.
He says he knew there was a problem as soon as he saw the pharmacist starting to place large bottles of pills in a bag. And with that, this lifelong police officer made his move.
I was going to have to act whether she was armed or not. But the fact that she had both hands on the bag gave me the opportunity to address her when she didn't have anything in her hands.
Williams pulled his gun, and both he and his wife, also a cop, by the way, took the suspect to the ground and waited for Broken Arrow police.
God intervenes in your life for different reasons. Why he had us there, who knows? if she can get off the drugs and get her life straightened out, good for her.
Yeah, God had nothing to do with that.
Let's do the flip version of this.
Yes.
In other news today, in Fixed Arrow, whatever the fuck the state is,
Oklahoma,
an officer is under investigation for allegedly targeting and profiling members of the World Poker Association. Right. I was just going to the window to get my anti-depression medication because I've been having a losing streak, said so-and-so, who customarily wears a hoodie and dark glasses to play, is to hide her tell, as it's called in the industry.
Nice.
I mean, that's just exactly what I was thinking. I was like, there's
a lot of crazy ass people out there who wear, like, oh, whatever.
God. Yeah, well,
just looks, I mean, but squirrely. It was cool. Like, I mean, it's cool that it was right this time, I guess.
Yeah, no.
But, like, that would have been another, can I even, like, mention? It was like a hoodie, you know.
Yeah.
I didn't see the video, so I don't know, but it sounded like there was a lot of different factors involved, which is why he made that decision to watch her.
Yeah, well, when you're a cop, you look for things that are weird or out of place, and someone wearing sunglasses inside at 10 p.m.
When you're a cop, everything is weird.
And you use every stereotype in the book.
Sure, because they happen for a reason. I know you hate cops, but either way.
Wait. I think if we re-rack the tape from last week, I think you definitely said you hate cops.
Yeah, she loathes cops.
I appreciate good cops. Cops have... Well, we're playing stereotypes. There's some assholes out there.
Hmm? Oh, of course there are.
Yeah.
So, yes, good job, good police work. Good reporting, too. He had a list of light bulbs.
And he saw somebody wearing sunglasses at night.
And camo.
It's not a...
Things that don't go together.
If that guy, then I wonder.
Well, this
could have been rolling.
It's true.
Or LARPing. Wait, no.
No.
LARPing? Yeah, sunglasses because she's a vampire. Leave the LARPer alone. Jeez.
Yeah. Put them on to go inside where the lights are.
Yeah, thank you.
And if you're LARPing at that age and in that town, you probably do need a lot of pills.
It's true. Here's something that came out last week, and somebody's mad about it too. So we've got both sides of this. These are the, and we're not going to go through all of them, but it's 50 things every woman should realize about men.
Oh.
They have penises.
What?
They have XY chromosomes.
Spoiler alert.
They benefit from a lot of stereotypes in their favor.
Number 50, he's not as complicated as you are.
We're a very simple.
You're simpletons.
What the simpleton?
Yeah, but don't go thinking that means you're deeper than he is, though, or smarter. He just likes to keep it simple.
Why did you say we're not as complicated?
Because we're simple but smart.
Yeah.
We just don't think. Oh, I don't know. I'm simple. I don't know.
Right. also, you're not his mother. That's right.
Wait.
He's not your dad. Make sure you look just as good when you go out with him as when you go out with the girls. Yeah.
Aww.
You don't always have to be right. Hey, if it's worth it, then just dig in your heels and fight to your dying breath. But sometimes he just wants his opinion validated, and you don't have to contradict him just because you see things differently. Yeah.
I don't have a simpleton opinion on something.
Did he just, like, get his heart broken or something? He just sounds really sad.
Chuck, yeah, Chuck's kind of sad.
Chuck seems like a sad man.
Hey, by the way, you have to let shit go. Withholding sex is a dangerous game. He's jealous of all your straight guy friends. Number 11, this one will horrify you. He wants to try anal.
We talked about this already. Didn't we talk about this topic already?
He might never ask for it, but he wants it. And odds are, most, if not all, of his former girlfriends wouldn't let him have it at least once. Maybe on his birthday.
Wait, why?
Just because you're the one anal.
Because it'll be a bonding experience. That's what Chuck says.
Not you get anal once you've shown me a list that you've stuck it in every other possible hole out there. Like everything. Like a butt cake pan, like
American pie,
everything.
He just wants proof that you're a three-input woman. That's all. Number 17, you've got to watch your weight.
Wow.
Just because you've landed him doesn't mean you can eat whatever you want and stop going to the gym.
Yeah, what if he sticks a baby in you?
And to be fair, neither can he.
That seems fair.
Whatever. I think that's fair. I think if you're, you should, like, keep your, I don't know.
Stay healthy.
Yeah, so I mean, yeah, I don't think you have to like, yeah, just stay healthy
for yourself and for your partner. It makes sense.
Everyone's happier.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's a better way. Staying healthy is good. Healthy is good.
Here's what, some of these are more true than others. He thought you looked good in that first outfit. The more you change clothes before you go out, the more impatient he gets. After the second one, he doesn't care anymore. Just pick one and let's go. Ted is nodding feverishly.
Oh, God.
Because it's absolutely true. Normally the first one does look perfectly great.
Oh, see, you guys are so simple.
Boom.
We covered that.
Outfit, nice.
So simple.
Number 24, he has no interest in shoes. None. No interest in shoes. Oh, and here's a good one. Number 25, you should always take his side, within reason. But if he's involved in some sort of debate and you take sides against him in public, he will never forgive you.
What if he's wrong?
You can tell him in private.
What level of debate are we talking about here?
Well, that's
like a policy debate or like a what was the better superhero movie debate?
Which is the best match at WrestleMania debate?
Yeah, that one's important. Number 28, he hates that short haircut.
Oh, aww. This guy needs to shut the fuck up.
Hey, you can't handle the truth.
That short haircut.
I don't
haircut.
Know. My dad would support that one.
Yeah.
The short haircut?
He's always
I mean, some girls like really like pull it off though.
That's true.
He says very few women can pull off that pixie hairdo, although the ones that can do it beautifully. He That's likes true. Your long hair, so don't go chopping it all off without running it by him first. How would you feel if he got a mohawk or grew a rat tail?
Ooh, I never thought of growing a rat tail.
You should, Ted.
To distract from my receding hairline so well.
Oh, my God. Please, Ted. Please.
For you, Diana, I'll
So there's 50 of them. I'm not going to go through all of them. But Archibald Perkins, who's a lady, who writes for
the
Jezebel.
Name Archibald?
Yeah. Archibald underscore Perkins.
All right, cool.
Says false. Whatever it is you want in bed, he will do it. So that's number 32. Whatever you want in bed, he will do it. Don't be embarrassed for it. Whatever your sickest, most twisted sexual fantasy, it's PG-13 material compared to the shit that goes on in his head. She writes, I understand it's common knowledge that dudes are supposed to be super pervy and will fuck you in front of grandma or on Christmas dinner table if you asked. Oh, and women? There's no way we'd ever be down for that kind of kinky stuff. At least that's how I read this little tip. That said, I've already outlined rigid circumstances. No sex after 10 a.m., no toys, no food, no threesomes, no anal sex. Sex only on the bed, in the bedroom, always on Sunday mornings, and only in one of two positions that my ex had when it came to sex, including him taking offense when I called him vanilla, which he was. And that would have been fine if he'd just admit it instead of trying to pass himself off as some GGG Sherpa. I don't know what that is. Here are some of the other firsthand experiences that this lady's had with guys who were nowhere near as sick and twisted as the author would have you think. Here are some of the ones that she's going through. Guys who frequently stopped sex to discuss our relationship when they were friends with benefits. I don't know who that guy is. Guy who didn't want non-sexual affection.
Oh.
What's that, like PDA?
Don't kiss me unless you're going to fuck me.
Yeah.
Oh. No. Yeah.
Or like pretty woman, like no kissing on the lips. Mm. Is that it?
Mm.
It says yeah, guy who didn't want non-sexual affection, vaginal sex, or kissing. So no affection. Apparently he just wanted blowjobs. Guy who just did not want sex. A friend of mine often lamented his 5-year celibacy stint, but refused any opportunity. Okay. A guy who wanted blowjobs and nothing else in his sex life. Well, that's just selfish. Yeah. A guy who unilaterally decided to become celibate after a year without even telling me. You're doing it wrong, lady. A guy who always showered after sex, no matter what, always. So, Chuck Henderson, is your mind blown yet? My mind's blown. These are two very angry. You know,
they're just angry.
That's just a group thing post, though. That's not like, that's like Jezebel's glorified message boards.
But here's what I think. I think this woman and Chuck Henderson should just get together and fuck for a weekend.
I think they deserve each other. He's obviously upset about something. She's upset about something.
Well,
or somebody.
It's like that trope in the movies, right, where they're fighting so much and they're getting closer and faces get closer and then they have to make out.
Yeah,
right?
I'm curious to see what the articles they write after they have sex with each other.
She wouldn't give me anal.
Men are wonderful, truthful, open souls.
Women are just perfect. Everything about them.
Chicks are the best.
Yeah. Fucking hell.
Yeah. How about this?
Headline. They do just want
to have sex in the butt. And the other headline is like, it's actually great sex in the butt.
I think with that, it's time for me to play this.
They act, we decide. Cool or tool.
All right, first up in Cooler Tools, superhero movies. Ted.
Generally cool.
Diana.
Yeah, I go generally cool. I don't like it when they fuck them up, though.
Christiana?
Yeah, I'm just going to go Tool, because I haven't seen one where I've been like, okay, for quite a while.
That's all it takes is, okay.
That's a very low bar.
That's a fair point. I think they're cool, for the most part, except for the Stan Lee cameos. Up next in Cooler Tool, Lacking Awareness, Diana?
That's Tool. Obviously, did I? Yeah, Tool.
You're aware of what's going on, okay. Yes.
Christiana?
Okay. No, I'm going to Tool everything today. Not for reasons.
Ooh.
Just to Tool everything.
Ted?
Yeah, lacking awareness is not... It's Tool, I think.
I don't know. I just... By the way, quick aside. Having drinks with friends this weekend, and there were these three women sitting at a table behind us, and one of them said the following: I don't know, I could never get married to a guy who didn't have any idea what sort of engagement ring I wanted.
Oh god.
And then the waitress comes over and says, guess who's here? And she goes, oh my god, is it Hot Kyle? Swear
was
to God.
It Hot Kyle?
I don't know.
Oh.
I
well,
lost
now it. The suspense.
I lost
Nate,
interest.
Nate, you can't tell a story and not have an ending.
That's bullshit. That's Tool. That's
there were
you lacked awareness of the outcome.
There were three bro dogs that came and sat at the tiki bar, all with their hats on backwards. One of them might have been Hot Kyle.
Oh. Were they GGG Sherpas? Never mind. I know what that is.
That's right. And finally, in Cooler Tool, columns about understanding the opposite sex. Christiana.
Tool. I just said I'm gonna Tool everything. I'm gonna stick it to it.
I like that. Diana?
Cool for entertainment, Tool for just, because they're dumb, but they're funny as hell.
Ted?
Yeah, I think they're generally Tool because they're just too general and ridiculous.
Yeah, I agree. They're Tool because usually they have no idea what the fuck they're talking about.
No,
they're just angry people who didn't get their way in bed. It's all it is. Like, I'm angry I didn't get my way in bed, and I'm going to write something on the internet about it.
God, I think that's a brilliant idea. Is that how you get famous?
Maybe.
Could be.
Damn, I need to go find a girlfriend and get my heart broken again and just start writing ridiculous articles.
Oh.
And then get my article on the Nate Darling Show. That's how you know.
There you go.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There you go. You're going to call your blog Dry Diana?
She won't get any dates like that.
Is that a name or a challenge?
Oh, man.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
Oh, dear.
Sorry. Anyway.
What's this episode going to be called? Just like...
Dry Diana, I guess.
Fucking talking shit about that. Fucking Asians. Gay. I just do not feel safe. Can I talk to HR, please?
I am HR.
Hazing the new girl.
HR puffin stuff. Anyway, that's Cooler Tool. But I think this is a good opportunity to say, hey, if you're going to shop on Amazon anyway, please go to NateDarlingShow.com. First, click the Shop Amazon tab, and then go to town. It does not cost you anything extra. It helps support the show, and we do appreciate when you do that. And you can get anything there. I bought razor blades. I bought a Pebble watch. Ted buys his cat litter there.
I do. It's hazing the schlepping.
Yeah, no schlepping. Someone will schlep for you. And you can buy sex toys on Amazon, so you can try anything you like. Any sort of kinkiness that your heart might desire.
Yeah,
go ahead and order it.
You should tell a message that guy and be like, bro, I'm sure they have like, you know, because they have like the pocket vaginas. I'm sure they have like a pocket ass or something like that.
Is that a thing? It probably
should
be.
No, yeah, they do have like pocket vaginas.
Oh, that I know about. I mean, yeah. I've read about it. I've never
experienced
one.
No, really, Ted, because you were pretty convinced there. Like, he was nodding and shit. Like, yeah, no, that shit exists. Like, I'm on right here.
Well, they've got the fleshlight, which is essentially a thing that looks like a flashlight with a weird insert that looks like a vagina. They have one that's shaped like a mouth, and they also have one that's shaped like a butthole. So, yes, they do have that.
Yeah.
It's it non-gender specific butthole, so you know it's not gay. Because you don't want to do that.
It's a bitch's butthole because the bitch's is no longer gender specific on the show.
Could be anything.
Yay.
So yeah, go ahead and shop to your heart's content on Amazon through NateDarlingShow.com. And thank you again for your support. We do appreciate it. Diana's got a show coming up at the Punchline.
Sacramento Punchline, April 23rd. Please come out. So yeah, and get your tickets early because I'm hoping it's going to sell out. I think it's going to sell out because the lineup's sick. You guys should all come.
And it's called Nines and Tens?
The Nines and Tens. And if you want to know why it's called that, you got to come to the show. But basically, it's the Nines and Tens of fucking awesome. That's
wow.
It. Cool. On a scale from 1 to 10, 10 being high. Don't get that shit twisted, okay? But yeah, y'all should come out. 8 p.m. Sacramento Punchline.
8 p.m. on April 23rd.
Which is a Wednesday. So it's a great way to like kind of break up the week a little bit, have some fun. So it's... The week doesn't seem too long.
Yeah,
know?
listen to the podcast next week and then go out and see Diana.
Exactly. And my friends, my non-homophobic friends.
There you go.
Unless there are... If you... Actually, no. Let me change that. If you have homophobic friends, bring them.
Oh, you take them down a notch.
They still have to pay the same ticket price?
Yes. I'm not going to share the Gold Star link with them. Okay, if you're homophobic, buy your tickets on Ticketmaster.
Yeah, because they'll take you right in the butt. That's what Ticketmaster does. Now, we mentioned dry Diana. You know, one thing that's not dry, it's roads in Canada. Well, they are. They have dusty issues. But a Saskatchewan company is figuring out a way to fix that. They're collecting used canola oil and recycling it as a stabilizing topper for dusty rural roads.
It must smell terribly rancid.
Mm-mm-mm. No.
Right?
According to Mark... Herniak of Prairie Energy, an oil product is an effective solution for restaurants looking to dispose of spent fryer oil. Used is a lot stickier than new, and it's a lot cheaper. We pay restaurants for it, set up a container vac, and there's a whole process, and when it's all said and done, we find the used vegetable oil to be the best. He came up with the idea while driving down a dusty road near his farm, just northeast of Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. It basically penetrates about an inch and a half, he explained. As you drive on it, it gets harder and harder. It looks like a poor man's pavement. We've done complete villages already. According to him, the used oil is applied. The road does emit a slight French fry-like odor for a few days.
That's delicious.
It's the golden road, so to speak. So that's how they're paving dusty roads in Saskatchewan with used French fry oil.
Is this about dusty roads? He's a Hall of Famer.
The American Dream Dusty Roads. Let me tell you something. It's the American Dream Dusty. I was watching an old pay-per-view on the WWE Network, and the commentators were the American Dream Dusty Roads.
Oh, God.
This is exactly how it sounds. He's a very large man who is a wrestler. He is the father of both Goldust and Cody Rhodes, and he has a terrible lisp.
That was pretty well done, Nate. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Oh, dear.
Anyway, so up next, and we promised we'd talk about this, plastic surgery below the belt. Doctors are divided over labiaplasty.
Oh.
Didn't Sharon Osbourne do that? Well, didn't we talk about that one time?
Sounds
so.
Like something we
somebody
talk about.
It, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not the price reduction that concerns some doctors. It is what's being reduced. Labiaplasty is a cosmetic surgery to alter female genitals, and it is in high demand. Some doctors are refusing, citing parallels to female genital cutting. Others say the demand is driven by pornography's influence. OBGYNs may have concerns, but for some women, labiaplasty is a solution to a painful or embarrassing issue. And they spoke with a woman who had labiaplasty and explains exactly why she chose to have it.
I'm very active. I ride my bike a lot, and I was never comfortable on my bike. And honestly, when I started going through menopause, because I just turned 50 this year, your body changes, and I was increasingly more uncomfortable. Like, I'm a triathlete, and I do Ironmans. I'm on my bike for, 8 to 10 hours at a time, and that's a long time, and it was very uncomfortable. But I just thought that was the norm. I didn't realize that you could even have surgery to fix the problem. I feel fantastic now, and I wish I had done it a long time ago, but it wasn't as much of an issue until I went into menopause, for me anyways, personally. I'm very, very happy and so glad I did it. I just feel much more, it sounds maybe weird to say, but attractive. I'm just more comfortable. And like I said earlier, as far as my sports go, I'm way more comfortable running, riding my bike. My clothes feel better. Huge difference. Any plastic surgery, I think it's a very personal decision. It's something you have to do for yourself. If it makes you feel better about yourself, more, whether it's visually or for comfort's sake, I think it's a personal decision to make. If you don't have a problem or have discomfort in this area, who are you to judge as far as I'm concerned? You don't know what it feels like or how you live day to day, so I would never tell anybody to do it if they didn't want to, but if it was something they wanted to consider and they were uncomfortable, I'm pro for it. I think it's fantastic surgery.
How much does this procedure cost?
Not sure. I mean, it's going to be different depending on the doctor you go to. But
elective surgery, you're probably looking at like $5,000.
$5,000. Okay, so I'm actually really curious to see what a $5,000 pussy looks like.
Well, her reason is, I mean, I think this gets a lot of press over people doing it to, like, you know, for appearances or to look like
they're supposed
porn
to look
stars
weird
or whatever. Yeah, I mean, they're not unweird parts of the body, but not like dongs are normal looking. Whatever.
That shit is scary. That's another thing.
But I mean, her reason's totally legitimate. I mean, there is a lot of variation across women for what all is going on down there.
Right.
And if it was, and if it was making her physically uncomfortable, then hell yeah, go have a fix.
It's like people that get a woman that get breast reduction because it's their back. Like, I understand that if it's a, I just
makes sense.
I don't understand if they do it because they want it to look a certain way. Because I'm like, what is that supposed to look like?
Right, yeah.
Like, that's what confuses me. Like, what's their idea, like, where they, like, look down, they're like, yeah, I'm going to show this one off tonight. Like, this is presentable. Like, that confused me. Because I don't know, is there a way that they're supposed to look? Like, you know how, like, there's an image of, like, breasts, they're supposed to be, you know, like, there's, like, not a right or a wrong, but, like...
Yeah, there is idealized.
I don't know what an idealized vagina looks like. That's why I'm confused.
Right.
We should Google it.
idealizedvagina.com. Idealized vagina. My guess would be asymmetry is, you know...
Small and symmetrical, I think, is the... Well, not really. I mean, I think there's a lot of sort of echo chamber of...
Right.
Media coverage and, oh, you know, porn does this to women's images, and what else have we found to be vain over today? You've got to have the right nose and the right boobs, and now you got to have the right
and by the way
going on. But everything this woman said, like her testimonial, has I think shit all to do with that other issue. You know, that this is much closer, like you said, to like a breast reduction where it's impeding her preferred activities. So.
Yeah, and I think it's important to point out because there's a lot of people who are just like, no, that shouldn't happen, it's blah 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 blah. That there is a legitimate reason to have it medically, to better your life.
Oh dear.
What did you find, Ted?
I found a picture of a woman, like she's holding her upper and bottom lip like this and going like that, so it looks like her mouth is a vagina. And I showed it to Diana, and she kind of cringed. Because without context,
I'm just asexual. I don't think I'm gay anymore. I think I'm scared of everything.
Oh
boy,
I ruined Diana. Sorry.
As someone who's seen a lot of pornography, I will say this: there's a huge this idea that there is just one specific look in pornography. That is so not true. There's a whole subsection of people who just want women with large labia. And, you know, there's a huge subsection of people who are just really into hairy women and blondes
or
brunettes.
Yeah, but most women don't necessarily want to be, like, the specialty porn.
Right.
Sometimes they just want to be... just want to be average or just, somebody just or some loved. Guy sometime made a comment based on only watching the normal porn or something, you know.
Yeah,
people have reasons for being self-conscious about it usually.
The one thing as a guy you should never say to a woman when you see her naked is, huh, that's different.
Never said that.
This based on experience, Nate?
No, I've never done that, but that's the one thing. Because as a comedian, I see anything that's different, it immediately draws my attention. And you know, when you're doing comedy, that's where the fun is. That's where the difference is. So when
this is not the time to make funnies.
No, it is not.
That will cock block. I've learned that multiple times.
There you go.
Okay, but I wasn't obviously making fun of her.
No, it was
just like we were like something happened and I got awkward and I got weird and so I made a comment. Apparently it was funny. I was like, okay, I guess we're awkward. That's done.
So yeah, I mean that's the thing because is if you see something that's different about somebody like. It doesn't matter who they are, but if you see something you go, oh well, that's different, then immediately you're gonna start thinking, wow, I'm okay. Now if you're a guy and you're really super into yourself, go, yeah, I am. That's right. You never seen nothing like that.
Third testicle, amazing.
I know.
Yeah, you think it's a positive thing when it's just like that's
right,
different.
But that's but a lot of times that's where guys will go with that. Not all guys, but a lot of guys will go to that and be like, different. Yeah, that's right. I'm special. Whereas a lot of times when if a woman hears that exact same thing, will be like, oh my God, what's wrong with me? I'm different. And it's not. There's nothing wrong. It's just different. But don't ever say that to
you
anybody.
Don't unless just yeah. If you're gonna use. I'm trying to make this okay. Because I know my dumbass is going to do it later on by accident. But if you're going to go in the direction of different, say it in a positive light, being like, wow, like you're really beautiful.
Your labia reminds me of Picasso. No?
Or Picasso's better than like Salvador Dali.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh,
like all the
melting.
It's like a melting cloth.
Piece of art that has
goes back and
starts
Googling.
Other people just
Googling.
Stick with something impressionistic. You know, like, don't look too closely. It's kind of fuzzy.
Nothing with cacti in it. What are you trying to say? Anyway.
Georgia O'Keeffe, obviously. I think we all missed the obvious artist.
So Fox News has explained to kids who were at the beach for spring break the difference between good and bad cocaine.
God, thank you.
Yeah, on last Monday's edition of Hannity, host Sean Hannity said that the network had sent a reporter, Ainsley Earhart, down to Miami Beach to find out how dangerous spring break had become for college kids. In footage that could have come out of a Girls Gone Wild video, young women at the beach flashed their breasts at Fox News cameras, because why not, and the young men gawked at girls twerking in bikinis on a stage. Okay. So without any further ado, let's get this great advice from Sean Hannity and Bob Beckel too.
Back to Hannity. We continue now with more of our spring break.
By the way, who is their audience if they're playing that music coming out of break?
Investigation, Ainsley Earhart, who went down to Florida this weekend. We also joined by Bob Beckel, co-host of The Five.
Which is, if we've covered, is on at 5 o'clock and there's five idiots on it.
Nah. You live this life. You've been very honest on air about being an alcoholic, using a lot of drugs. You've lived this life. So you watch these kids that Ainsley met all weekend long. They're stoned, they're doing drugs, they're having sex on the beach, they're funneling that alcohol into their system.
They're funneling that alcohol into their system.
Probably
what
literally.
Yeah,
that's
what dangers that they're really facing.
Well, I mean, first of all, I did do a lot of this stuff, but I was an alcoholic. I could consume that much alcohol. The danger here is alcohol poisoning. These kids go down there, and they're expected to get drunk. I mean, if you don't get drunk, you're not part of the in crowd, right?
Listen, Sean, I was a pro.
This is over. Usually you don't get the whole total figure, but there are a lot of kids who are going to be dead or maimed as a result of this. Now the problem is they're mixing it up with something called Molly, which is a new form of...
ecstasy?
But
Miley Cyrus sang about it.
I know, yeah, what?
It's 2 deaths here in New York because it dehydrates you a lot. It is a very dangerous situation, and my problem with it is the peer pressure to do it, right? When these kids are sitting there, to funnel that kind of beer down, I could do that. I could do a lot of those. You put somebody who's not used to drinking like that, and you're going to get an alcohol poisoning case sooner than later.
All right,
because when you're at college, the only time you drink is on spring break.
That's right.
It's true.
I like how it's like this new thing called Molly. It's new. Have you guys heard of it? It's what the fuck? Molly's. Oh God. Oh, I sound like the.
How long How long has Molly been around?
It's been around like for. I mean, I remember when I was in elementary school, like kids were doing it.
Okay. Well, let's continue with this brilliant analysis.
So that means they'll go to the hospital. Now, Ainsley, did you run into anybody in the course, like maybe a girl that was really, you think, probably a nice kid, that you pulled aside and said, hey, you better be careful here?
Absolutely. There was one girl in particular, and she was my favorite because she said, I'm just here. I'm more of a spectator. I'm not going to get as drunk as these other girls, but I still am having fun, and there are a lot of my friends. And I was asking another girl, what does your dad think about this? Because she was funneling. Every other word was a cuss word, and she said, I don't give a blank what my dad thinks.
Oh, boy.
So I instantly thought, these girls, they have no, or these guys, too. But being a female, of course, I relate to them.
You think the bottom line is all of them are getting drunk, all of them are getting stoned, and all of them are hooking up. Is that a generalization?
That's their mission. It's kind of a rite of passage in college. But they don't realize this day and age with social media, and it's gotten much worse. I know I sound old by saying that.
Back when I was in college, you could whore around all you want. Nobody found out.
Yeah, okay, she does have a point. I will give her that.
Right.
That is very true. Well, with social media, you do have to be careful.
Well, how about with Fox News rolling out to the beach, and you're just doing it all on camera?
Yeah, and you're like going out purposely looking for this, and then talking about like, well, I can't believe they're doing this. Like, well, bitch, if they weren't, you wouldn't have a story. So, like, you're welcome. You're searching for this. Of course you're going to find it.
Yeah. It's interesting. Anyway.
Fun fact, randomly.
Yes?
Met that guy who was talking before.
Bob Beckel?
Yes. And I have a picture with Sean Hannity. He is smaller and shorter than you might think.
Sean
Hannity is?
I imagine. Mm-hmm. He's got a little Napoleon complex going on. I don't know.
He's not, like, super short. He's just, you know, everybody on TV seems like... bigger and taller.
Like Tom Cruise.
Yeah, he's itty bitty. Arnold Schwarzenegger, disappointingly short.
Oh, man. But he can beat up The Miz.
It's true. This broadcast, not ironically done on April 1st.
Yeah. Wait, when are they going to tell us about Good Blow and Bad Blow?
I got bored. Sorry.
How are we going to know? I mean, not that I need to know.
The bad cocaine has a little skull and crossbones on the bag.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
That's how you can tell.
It's bad for you.
You get them in baggies?
I don't know.
How do you get yours? Balloons?
Well, I mean... yeah, because mine is the real shit straight from the motherland.
Straight from the anus. It's been walked across Mexican border.
Pull the balloon through the balloon knot and go to town. Hey, this music means only one thing. It's time for Florida Corner.
I bet they have good cocaine.
Headline, deputies break window to wake alleged drunk driver stopped at a light.
It would have been funnier if it was just deputies break wind.
That's what I thought, too.
It would be. We go now to WESH 2, Orlando's news leader.
This broken window, deputies say, is from a night of drinking and driving. A witness first noticed Daniel Hernandez drunk behind the wheel when Hernandez hit a curb and swerved in and out of his lane. So deputies say the witness followed Hernandez to the intersection of Doyle Road and Cortland Boulevard, where Hernandez stopped about 50 feet from the traffic light and fell asleep in the driver's seat, holding a half-eaten burrito from Taco Bell.
The man passed out in his vehicle at this light. Up ahead of me, two cars. We have a gentleman that's passed out in his vehicle at the light.
Yeah. What kind of car is it? Or truck?
What kind of car is he in?
A blue Acura Legend.
Blue Acura Legend.
15 minutes later, deputies arrived on the scene and say Hernandez hadn't moved. Still asleep, his foot on the brake as the red and green lights cycled on. Deputies say they tried knocking on the window to wake him up to no avail. So they say they had no other option but to break the window. But deputies say even a broken window didn't wake Hernandez up. According to the report, paramedics performed sternal rubs for 2 to 3 minutes to get him to come to.
Jesus.
You were drinking and driving.
Sternal rubs?
That's this, your chest. Man, it's a pain indicator. Yeah, if I actually did it really hard, it's incredibly fucking painful.
Why is it called a rub?
Because you're rubbing it. Use your knuckles. If you try it sometime, it's incredibly painful. It's a stimuli response to use to test if people are dead.
Oh, I see.
So.
3 minutes. Yeah, of course. Like, if he's so
that's
gone
pretty,
that he's
pretty hardcore,
falls asleep mid burrito.
Right. Glad he kept his foot on the brake.
Yes.
Yeah, that's scary. Like, that's
impressive.
That is not. Wow, that's just scary.
Well, you know what else is scary? Valets. Well, Bonita Springs man is reeling from a big loss after a valet forgot to put his car in park on the dock.
Oh, no.
A Bonita Springs man is reeling tonight from a $23,000 loss after a valet attendant forgot to put his car in park.
We've all been there.
I can't believe it's still floating.
NBC2 was there first as a silver Hyundai sank to the bottom of Matanzas Pass. According to the owner of the car, he handed his keys over to the Big M Casino valet, and then he boarded the ship. Turned around to see his car bobbing in the water.
Oh,
tonight, Andrea Hubble live in front of Moss Marine in Fort Myers Beach. And Andrea, I know you talked with the owner tonight. So just how upset is he?
Heather, he says he's taking it pretty well. He's not too upset. I'll tell you what exactly happened.
Because he's going to sue the casino for a big pile of money.
Yeah, like, and I'm pretty sure his car was a piece of shit, too. Like,
no, it was a $23,000 Hyundai. That's a top of the line Hyundai. Listen, I brought my top of the line Hyundai to the gambling boat, and they ran it off the pier.
Oh my god, I can't believe it's still floating.
Oh, yeah, so that's what happened in Florida.
Florida, you really do have a. You know, I'm gonna get a tattoo of Florida with a heart
And like all the Publix locations on it.
Well,
I feel like, does anybody feel like we should have a state challenge, maybe like a bracket system? I know March is over now.
Yes.
But we should have some kind of competition because Florida gets all the credit for being so dumb with the stupid Florida corner.
We should
but
share
I
want to
know, like, in any given week, is it true every week? We should just pick, maybe we'll do, like, pick states out of a hat.
Well, let me put it to you this way. If you go to FARC.com, there is a tag specifically for Florida stories. It's the only state that has one.
But once you look for it, it's there. I'm confident. Like, you can't tell me you can't find crazy shit in Nevada, right?
I think you have a point. We should, like, designate states, mm-hmm. and we all have to research, and then we share the stories, and we compete.
to see who is the dumbest.
As somebody who has done this for, we've been doing this podcast for almost 3 years now, mm-hmm. and I will say this, Florida is easily the winner in terms of sheer quantity of stupidity.
Okay, but quantity. Have you really tried?
Yes.
Like, do you have news alerts set up for Delaware? I'm just saying.
Let me give you the other states that are competitors with Florida in terms of ridiculous shit happening on a regular basis. Ohio, which I call the Florida of the North, mm-hmm. also does very well. A smaller state that does really well for stupid shit stories, South Carolina, where the lady stabbed the guy with the ceramic squirrel because he didn't bring back beer.
That's a good state reason.
And Arizona. Those are your other three contenders for crazy shit happening.
I can vouch for Arizona.
Yeah, for no apparent reason.
I like how I lived on two of the four you just mentioned.
You had the sense to leave, though.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, actually, not really. I didn't have a chance.
Well, you got booted out of Arizona. Never mind. Sorry.
Fucking cool.
Oh.
No.
So in a...
I was too poor.
Oh, no. Too poor for Florida.
In an article in the New Republic under the psychology heading, the tipping system is a scam, and here's six ways to game it.
God, just give them their fucking money and stop being a dick.
No, this is how to game it as, like, a waiter, how to game it to get more.
Here are a few things actually elicit bigger tips. And so you can notice this when you go out to eat to see if your servers do this. Touching the customer. For a 1984 paper in Personality and Social Psychology Bulletin, the authors had waitresses in two Mississippi restaurants randomly divide their customers into three groups. One group of diners would not be touched. One group would be touched on the shoulder once for about a second and a half, and as the waitress returned the change at the end of the meal, and one group would be touched on the palm of the hand twice for the second time for a second each time. They found that touching had a significant effect on tip size, and the double hand touch was the most effective. Customers left an average tip of 12% when they weren't touched, 14% when they were touched on the shoulder, and 17% when touched twice on the palm of the hand.
But they also lodged 25% more complaints if they were touched in the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
Question, was it a waitress every time, I wonder?
Yes.
I can't imagine a waiter getting away with that.
Yeah, again, it's very sexist. Yeah. The world is not fair for us.
I don't want anyone touching my hand that touches money and other people.
Ooh.
Having blonde hair, in a study of 432 waitresses, they found that waitresses with blonde hair received larger tips than any other hair color.
I'm totally guilty of that. but I like blondes, though. That's why. That's probably right.
Here's another one. Drawing a smiley face on the check, but only if you're a woman. In 95, psychologist Bruce Rind and marketing researcher recruited a waiter and a waitress to take part in an experiment in Philadelphia. They randomly assigned servers to draw a smiley face on the check of about half of 89 groups that dined over the course of a 3-day period. It turned out that the waitress raised her tips, average tip, from 28% to 33%.
What?
When she drew a happy face, but the opposite effect held for the waiter. Drawing a smiley face decreased his tip from 21% to 18%.
Damn.
Is he cute? That's probably why.
Their hypothesis was that customers thought the smiley face was cute when a woman did it, but effeminate when men did.
Yeah.
Here's another one. Wearing an ornament in their hair.
Oh, Jesus.
God.
Women that received larger tips when they wore a flower in their hair in a 1980 study. And in 2012, they did a follow-up looking at how different types of ornamentation affected it. They had a waitress in a restaurant in France where tipping is unusual wear a barrette decorated with a flower, a small bird, and a sprig of black currant, or no barrette. They analyzed the tipping behavior of over 600 customers, found that men tipped 41.2% of the time when waitresses wore ornaments, compared to only 30% when they didn't. The effect was even stronger for female customers. Women tipped waitresses with barrettes 40% of the time, only 26% if they didn't wear them. The type of ornament didn't make a difference. Crouching next to the table is another way. They increased their tips from 20 to 25% by doing that, because it increases feelings of congruence and making eye contact. And finally, wearing red. For a 2012 paper in the Journal of Hospitality and Tourism Research, two authors assigned 11 waitresses to wear black, white, green, yellow, blue, or red shirts as they served over 700 customers in 5 seafood restaurants across France. Across the board, men left significantly larger tips for waitresses who wore red. So,
tip number 6, be a woman.
Be a blonde woman who crouches, and touch a touchy blonde lady who crouches.
Yeah, that'll get you far in life.
So.
God, I've been played. I thought we really had a thing this whole entire time. Thinking about my last trip to Chili's, and I was just...
Oh, let me speak really quickly about Chili's.
It was BJ's, but okay.
Either way, but you brought up Chili's. They are having... Anyway, they had one day where they were donating a certain percentage of their proceeds to, like, an autism group. However, the group that they're donating to is actually an anti-vaccination group. So,
whoops.
Oh.
They're not donating anymore. They called it off.
Did they? Good.
They're going to find a new group. Like,
different... people with that much money don't do their research.
Well, they're just like, hey, we'll do it for autism. I mean, they did it with the best of intentions.
But it's like, dude, you have that much money.
Google it.
Just, well, that much more.
Apparently
press
they...
enter one more time.
The group has been burying its anti-vax. I still believe... I mean, yeah. It's still anti-vax, but they have been consciously trying to, like, not talk about that part as much.
Yeah, because people go, well, no, we don't want to support you.
Yeah.
Because we don't think that works well for us.
I want my baby vax.
Right. Yeah, and by the way, we've said this before, but if you don't want to vaccinate your children, that's great. I want you to all go live on an island with other people who don't vaccinate their children, where weird curable diseases can make a huge comeback and wipe you all out.
Yeah.
Enjoy your measles, mumps, and everything else that the rest of us have been eradicated from. But don't bring them into our population, you selfish dicks. Anyway.
Please and thank you.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks so much.
Don't let the big world overwhelm you. Let's get small. Small town news.
Yeah.
Oh.
Feels better, doesn't it?
So much better.
Mm-hmm.
I want a pie.
Back to North Dakota for a Marilyn Haggerty column. Headline, Sheriff Serves Papers Via Snowmobile in 1939.
What a scoop.
Wait, what the fuck?
This just in. News travels slowly there.
Oh, anyway, I'd love to tell you more, but they've apparently gone behind a paywall.
Aw. I think the headline tells it all, doesn't it?
It does.
You gotta get those incognito tabs, yo.
It didn't work. I tried that.
Really? Last time. It works on my phone.
It did not work for
me.
I'm
so excited.
But yeah, that pretty much tells us. At least we got that great report on the snow.
Yeah.
That was
Brad.
On the last podcast.
Schmasselberger, whatever your name was.
Yeah. By the way, on a Monday evening in Grand Forks, North Dakota, few clouds and 35 degrees.
Okay.
So enjoy that. That's small town news. Sheriff served papers via snowmobile in 1939. By the way, the column from March 11th, 2014 at 5:25 a.m. So apparently Marilyn files her columns early. You know, because she's got to get out to Red Robin and shit. That's what she does.
Ruby Tuesday?
Whatever. Whatever Marilyn wants to do. Do whatever you want. It's Grand Forks. Yeah.
Or no, they're banning the word bossy and all that, right? We can't say that anymore.
Yeah, then we can't talk about that Tina Fey book. So that's how we're going to do that.
Oh,
before we wrap the show, David Letterman announced that he is retiring next year. Mm-hmm. Who would we like to see replace Dave Letterman? Any thoughts?
Apparently the early buzz is Stephen Colbert.
It is. That is the early buzz.
I don't know.
But not the character Stephen Colbert. Actually, Colbert.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting. I want to see what the real Stephen Colbert would do.
Ted, do you have a...
No strong opinions here, sorry.
Anybody that you'd like to see?
Oh, Ellen already has her own show. I really like Ellen DeGeneres. Jon Stewart already has his own show. I really like Jon Stewart.
I'd hate to see Jon Stewart move over and do this because...
Yeah, I don't think
I like
will.
His product better. I like Colbert, but I like... I think Jon Stewart does an important thing where he does it, and he couldn't do it on network television.
Yeah, I agree with you. No. So, is Pat Sajak still around? Maybe he could have a resurgence of his career.
He did have that. He did have that old
horrible
one.
Show.
Arsenio.
Arsenio has his own late night show.
Is that going
so
well?
Everybody has their own late night show. They can move into a different one.
Arsenio Hall got renewed for a second season. You can watch it weeknights
it
at 11 on Fox Sports.
It should be Conan, right? Like to keep the whole like to be like Dave versus Leno.
It could be because
era two.
And don't forget who replaced Letterman when he left NBC. It was Conan.
Yeah.
So that would be very fortuitous too. And Conan's already in LA.
Yeah.
So they could move the show to LA. Diana.
And then the great balance of late night shows would be restored.
Could be.
Who sits in for Letterman when he's off?
Nobody.
Oh. Okay.
The era of guest hosts is over.
Oh. See, I don't watch late night TV or any TV. But anyway. Diana.
Yeah, it's past my bedtime. Chelsea Handler.
That's been rumored because she is leaving Chelsea lately at the end of the year.
No, that's my dream is to be on a round table. She can't do that to me.
She is leaving her show at the end of the year.
It.
What a gender neutral bitch.
She is apparently in talks with CBS for a show. Don't know if that's what it is. Because, of course, CBS doesn't just own CBS. They own Showtime. Yeah. So she could be going to Showtime.
She'd probably do better on Showtime than, like, national cable.
I think so.
I just want a round table.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know who it's going to be. It'll be interesting, though. I was trying to think, because we had a conversation this weekend with friends about who we'd like to see and who it could be. And they're like, well, who's been on SNL recently? And it's like, Bill Hader? I don't know. And it's not just going to be SNL alums. And I was just thinking, like, who are the big touring stand-ups right now who could
Gabriel
move?
Gabriel Iglesias.
Yeah, but is
Louis C.K., Patton Oswalt.
Oh, Louis C.K., would he be doing?
Yeah. I mean, Louis C.K., he actually did a thing on his show where he was going to replace Letterman on the sitcom Louis.
Oh.
So he's sort of done something like that. I don't think Patton Oswalt would want to do it.
No, me neither.
Yeah, the people that I'm like trying to think, like, they wouldn't want it.
Yeah, I mean that's the thing. I was like going through my head's like who could it be? I have a weird feeling it might be Chelsea Handler. CBS might just go for that.
That'd be a horrible mistake.
She doesn't seem very
broad appeal.
Dave was very kooky. I don't think they could do. I was reading somebody's thread on Facebook. It was very. Somebody brought up the point of like, oh, it's gonna be another old white guy, yay, white guy, and the person whose page it was said, well, that's the only people who are in the pipeline, and they're just going to pick somebody up who doesn't know how to do it, but I don't know. I think it's bogus. I'd rather see, like, what about, like, Tina Fey or just somebody who's personable and can chat. And
Tina Fey would be
who
cool.
Who the fuck cares if they've got... Who cares that they have the background in it? Because it's an evolved... Like, Jimmy Kimmel didn't have a background in late night TV, and he's arguably, like, the front runner.
That is absolutely true. Tina Fey's been mentioned. She's possible. What about Aziz Ansari?
Oh, interesting.
But just the entire cast of Parks and Rec.
just throw them on there.
Because I know Russell Peters is way too big with his touring thing to want to do it, but
he's charming and fun. I guess he could work.
Parks and Rec is going to be over soon. It has to be. It's been on for a while and no one watches
it. Okay, we're
done. Bye. Wait, Becca watches it.
I watch it.
I watch it with Becca.
I know, you're the whole audience. And do you watch it when it's on live? No, so you don't count toward the ratings. That's how TV works. I'm sorry.
Doesn't anything count if you watch it on Hulu? Any points anywhere?
No, not as much, actually.
Not really.
Well,
not
as much, but that's hopefully...
They take it into account, but it still doesn't... Because it's still a small portion...
Yeah.
Of the overall viewership, so you can't actually save shows just by watching
them. It might be enough to get it through to syndication, but it might be the thing that gets it that fifth year. Fine. But it's not going to keep it on longer.
Which reminds me, please everybody watch Enlisted tonight on Fox, 9 o'clock. I believe it airs tonight. It's on the bubble. It's not looking great, but it's a good show. It's a funny show. It needs actual viewers to watch it live.
I'm trying to think if it's still on this week, because I know
it wasn't
last
week.
No, it is not.
What's on this week?
It is it's 2 hours of Kitchen Nightmares.
Oh, fuck
No.
Fuck. God damn you, Fox. What are you doing?
It's a lot of Gordon Ramsay.
Oh, God.
He's going back to Amy's Baking Company, kids.
Oh, my God. Who cares?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm so excited.
I love Amy Poehler.
I can't wait to watch it on Hulu.
No.
Yeah, it's good.
Okay, well, since you're not going to be home watching that, you should come out to see Critical Hit tonight at 9 o'clock. Sacramento Comedy Spot.
Yeah, get your tickets before you go, because that will sell out. All right, that's going to do it for us. Brand new Well Hung podcast on Monday right here on this same website. We love you. Have a great weekend and be safe out there.
Bye.